I'll tell you if I pick up anything.
Got a row of lockers just here. Recharge points.
Great. Let's get these suits off. Fill the tanks.
We'll pick them up on the way back.
Ripley, hold this for me.
The acid gun. I guess I should find out how this thing works.
You were worried about getting sprayed with acid.
Oh, I can handle myself in a pinch. Patronize me.
Yeah. You prime it here, wait until this light blinks red, aim, squeeze the trigger. It'll fire a compressed jet in short pulses.
Neat. And next time you'll invent some safety gear to go with it?
Definitely. Can I have it back now?
Sure. Where's the mine entrance?
There are two. Each has its own elevator down into the mine itself. The nearest is pretty close.
Let's walk, people.
Strange to walk the planet's natural landscape, but indoors. The dome makes it feel artificial.
The LV-1718 Park.
Just the place to traumatize your kids for life.
I haven't heard you talk about your kids for a while, Hoop.
Well, don't think much about that time in my life, Doc.
Maybe they still think about you.
Not if their mother's had her way.
Access to elevator shaft 1's across this square.
Baxter, is there a camera inside the elevator lobby so we can snoop before we enter?
Something's wrong. I've lost all the camera feeds.
Battery dead?
No, the pad's fine. And the signal's good. The feed got diverted.
How could that happen?
Ash.
Your rogue AI, I thought Hoop shut him down.
I shut down the terminal in Ripley's shuttle. The subsystems will still be running, though.
But he couldn't access the systems down here.
He could, if he established a link to the Marion's computer mainframe.
No way.
He could do a hell of a lot more than that. That computer controls life support, automatic doors, air duct flow, you name it.
If he can control the cameras down here, what else can he mess with?
Listen, let's stay calm and focused.
Damn it, Hooper, I told you Ash needed to be purged completely.
And we need a functioning computer to use the Narcissus as a lifeboat. Let's talk about this later when we're back on the Marion.
This is it. Lobby of Elevator Shaft 1.
Door's open.
Can't see inside, though.
I'll look.
Ripley, wait.
It's not my first day on the job. Clear. I'm going in.
Is the lift intact?
What can you see?
The lift's intact and the lighting's good, but there's a body in it.
Man, he stinks.
What you think, Doctor?
It's not immediately clear what killed him.
I think we can rule out heart attack.
Let's see what condition this elevator's in.
Got power, that's a start.
You're seriously expecting us to use this?
Somebody died in it.
You want to take those stairs?
There are stairs? Let me see.
How far does the mine go?
About 5,000 feet.
Or, according to this sign, 7,000 steps, 500 flights.
Let's take the lift.
Baxter, come here. Give me a hand with this body.
Yeah, sure.
Hooper? Hoop?
Yeah, sorry.
You zoned out. You okay?
Just suddenly wondering what the fuck we're doing here. I'm okay.
You sure?
What are those things, Ripley?
You know as much as me.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to be the boss.
You're doing okay.
Thanks.
Elevator available.
Okay, people. We go down to level 4, get the power cell, then get the hell out.
Amen to that.
All aboard. Keep those plasma torches, charge thumpers, and acid guns ready.
Copy that.
No shit.
Elevator going down. Stand clear of the doors.
Hold tight.
Well, it works, anyhow.
We could be on our way home in an hour.
The power of positive thinking?
It's better than a lot of the medicine I've prescribed, Sneddon. Just wish I could practice it better myself.
Level 1.
Things pretty fast.
Yeah, well, the miners don't like to waste time admiring the elevator's decor.
You know, Ripley, I work with androids down in the asteroid mines of Wilson Scarfs. Working Joes. Usually they were the first ones down and the last back. They were reasonable, amenable, useful to have around.
Hoop, I didn't mean to lose it up there, but Ash is neither reasonable nor amenable.
Level 2.
I can't say I liked them exactly, but those synths were never dangerous or scheming.
Oh, I don't know. He would have been an older model.
I heard of malfunctions in some of the military-grade androids, rumors that there were human losses, but it sounds like Ash was built for a non-military role.
Level 3.
Next stop.
Whatever his role, his orders said crew expendable, and he he did his best.
Hey, shouldn't this lift be slowing down?
Level 4.
Something's wrong.
This thing's way too fast.
Hit emergency stop.
It's not responding.
Braking system failure.
We're falling.
Level 5.
Grab onto something.
This is not a controlled descent.
We can't be going this fast.
I beg to differ.
Level 6.
We ain't slowing, Hope.
Brace yourselves.
There ought to be buffers at each level.
Level 7.
That's a little late to slow this thing down.
Error.
We're slowing?
Error.
Yeah, but not enough.
Level 8.
Emergency dampers have kicked in, but it's too late.
How much farther have we got?
Hold on to your butts. Ankle!
Okay. I need to look at that.
Anyone else hurt?
Only my pride. I puked.
Are we okay? We're not just hanging here waiting to fall the rest of the way, are we? The way our luck's been going, you know?
No, we're at the bottom. Level 9. Let's get the doors open. LeChance, use the butt of your weapon as a lever.
Baxter, lean on me.
I can walk. No. I can't.
Easy.
My ankle's fucked. The elevator's fucked. That's just fucking great. Ow!
Keep still. I need to see. That's broken all right.
Can you splint it? He's got to be able to walk.
I can walk.
Just sit and keep still while I bind it.
So what now?
Now we have two choices. One, we start climbing.
How many stairs again?
We've struck bottom at level 9. 7,000 steps to...
7,000?
Okay. Choice 2. We make our way across to the other elevator.
Okay, hang on. Whatever they found was down here, where they were working on the new scene. On level 9. Ow!
Keep still. How far is the other elevator shaft?
In a straight line, I'd guess a little over 500 yards. But none of the tunnels are straight.
And we have no idea what happened down here?
Vic said they found something horrible, and we know what that was.
But there could be hundreds of them.
I don't think so. They hatch from people, right? We've seen that. So by my reckoning...
18. Maybe less.
18 of them? Oh, well, that's all right.
We're better prepared now.
What's the alternative?
There is none. We make for the other elevator, go back up to level 4 for the cell, then back to the surface.
But what about the...
Whatever we find on the way, we handle it. Let's stay positive. Let's stay cool and calm and keep our eyes open.
And hope the lights keep working.
Here. Best I can do, Baxter. Swallow this. It'll help with the pain.
Thanks, Doc. Hey, LeChance, give me a hand here.
Sure, buddy.
Thanks. Okay, I'm up.
Okay, let's move out. Keep everything peeled.
This is good. We still have lights.
Well, anywhere the miners work, they clip these to the tunnel roof. Hey, where's Sneddon?
Some lockers over here. There's nothing in them.
Let's keep moving while whatever the doc gave me is still working.
How do you know which way to go?
I'm aiming for the shortest route across the mine, following the power cables and lights.
Without turning off into a dead end?
That's the plan. Everyone good?
Yeah.
The flow patterns on these walls, this is an alien extrusion, but it's very like it.
Plasma torches burn through the rock to make these tunnels. Not portables like LeChance and Kazianoff are carrying. Big ones on tracks.
Useful. Junction coming up.
So, which way?
Left. We go left. Wait.
Whoa. What's that? Up ahead.
Now that is not man-made.
They've nested here. We saw something like this on the Samson.
Yeah, but...
That was on a smaller scale, not like this.
I don't like it.
I want to go home.
Yeah, we shouldn't be here.
Maybe it's old. Abandoned a while back. A flashlight?
Here.
It's pretty dusty.
Point the beam down the tunnel more where it narrows. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm. The greenish mist.
Want to find out what's in there?
Nope.
Me neither.
It is like a nest. A giant wasp's nest.
If only that was all.
Is there another way to the elevator shaft?
That was the most direct route. The spine of this level. but all the tunnels have emergency exits at various points. We'll go back, take the other fork, then cut back toward the elevator as soon as we find a turning.
What if all the tunnels have nests in them?
Don't tell anybody, but I'm making this up as I go along.
I know that feeling.
Okay, we go the other way. LaChance, Sneddon, you take point. Ripley and I will bring up the rear.
Yes, sir. Got water here. Must be near an aquifer.
This looks like the most recent mine working.
So this is where they found them. Somewhere along here.
Maybe. They'd only been at this vein for 6 months or so. We don't know the details. But we don't have much choice.
Man, all this work to get that trimonite. Digging through a million tons of rock to find half a ton of product.
And it's more like prospecting than mining.
Hoop, were they using androids down here?
I have no idea. They never brought any back up to the Marion.
Huh.
You don't think I'm a synth, do you?
Oh, I've seen you bleed. I know you're safe.
Paranoid much?
Don't you doubt it.
Me too. I don't think that elevator failed because of bad luck.
Ash.
If he passed through to the systems in the mine, he could have sabotaged it.
So he can get at us down here.
Seems that way.
Look at that!
Whoa. Folks, we have run smack dab out of tunnel.
Weird. It just stops.
Yeah, but the lights don't. They just run down the wall into the floor.
Flashlight.
Here.
This is the place.
What?
Emergency tunnel?
No. This is what they found. This is where it changed, through there. Can't you feel the change in temperature?
There's a breeze.
There's space beyond there. Like, potential.
What?
It's what they found.
We should go. We should...
No, look. The wall and floor here don't actually meet. There's a fissure here, a gap. The lights and cabling run on through.
And that's a lot of cable, too.
What do we do?
I can't see a floor down through the gap. The lights go off at an angle. Let me try to look around.
Hope, be careful, man.
Oh, my God, it's huge.
Hooper! Who's got a flashlight?
Here.
Oh, I can't see a thing. Hooper!
He should at least be picking you up on his headset.
Through this rock? Maybe not. It could be comms only work through line of sight down here.
Hooper!
So what do we do?
You hear that?
Gas escape.
Shit! It's them. What do we do? What do we do?
We can't go back.
We go through the hole.
I can't. Baxter can't. What if the drop is more than a few feet?
Baxter, you want to stay here and take your chances?
Oh, fuck that. I'd rather fall a mile than get eaten alive.
Good choice. Anyone else? No? Then let's go.
Ankle holding up, Baxter?
Yeah, I'm okay, Doc.
Are they following us?
I don't know.
Hooper?
Shh. Over here, Ripley. Take a look at this.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Officer Ash reporting. 2 hours ago, the 5 survivors of the mining vessel Marion plus Warrant Officer Ripley landed on the planet LV-178. My synthetic intelligence has been uploaded from Ripley's shuttle to the computer mainframe aboard the Marion. Having hacked the control system of the mine on the planet below, I have been diverting the landing party from their goal to retrieve fuel cells from the mine's storage area. I instructed their elevator to fail, forcing them down to the mine's lowest level, where they may be exposed to, and with good fortune, will bring back a specimen embryo. If they survive, Ash out.
Oh, this place is huge. Can't be a part of the mine.
I don't think so either, LaChance.
But the lighting cable stretches all the way across. The miners were here.
What do you think, Sneddon? Gotta be near half a mile to the other side.
Some kind of volcanic action formed this, maybe. huge bubble underground.
That thing in the center doesn't look volcanic.
What is it?
It looks old. It's a building of some kind?
5,000 feet below the planet's surface?
Nah, it's not a building.
But nothing that symmetrical could be created by volcanic action.
It's a ship.
What?
I'm certain of it.
Down here?
I don't get it.
Yeah, that would make sense of the shapes and lines.
The surface on the left could have been a wing.
I can see that. The parabola streamlining.
And those open areas could have been exhaust ducts.
So is it, like, fossilized?
It's not new, for sure.
It's not like any I've seen, but the more I see, the more certain I am.
I should be recording this. Science Officer DSMO Marion Laboratory Log. Interim observations on level 9 of the Kellens Trimonite Mine, LV-178. Recording data.
The miners took a good look at that ship. They strung lights right across it.
But we're not gonna make the same mistake, right? I mean, they went in close, and look what happened to them.
But how could it have gotten all the way down here?
You've seen how this planet works. The storms are shifting tons of dust and sand all the time. This is old. Buried long ago, 1,000 years maybe. Sank down into the sand and those storms covered it up. Or perhaps it was some opening down here a long while back. Maybe this is the bottom of a valley that's long since been filled in.
Whatever did it, it's here.
Ripley, is this anything like the one your guys from the Nostromo found?
Don't think so. I wasn't on the ground team that went there. I only saw some of the images their suit cameras transmitted. But no, I don't think so. That derelict was large, but this looks enormous. It's on a much different scale.
It's the find of the century. Really? This planet's going to become famous. We'll be famous.
You're shitting me. We'll be dead.
There. Look. Where it rises up into what might be the main body of the ship. Toward the back. You see?
Yeah. Damage? Maybe an explosion?
Let's just go. Let's get the hell out.
There's no sign of aliens.
Not yet, no, but this must be where they came from. And we need to get back. Get ourselves away from here, and when we reach home, update everything. They'll send an expedition. Colonial Marines, that's who we need to come here. People with big guns.
I agree. Let's go. This isn't for us. We're not meant to be here.
They're right, Hooper. This is too much like what happened to the landing party from the Nostromo. Curiosity got in the way of caution. We should leave. They're still in the tunnel.
We don't want them in here. Hoop, will this plasma torch melt rock like the big ones do?
Yeah, but...
Kaznyov, wait.
Whoa, that's bright!
Yeah.
So we know plasma torch melts rock.
They can't come after us now.
And we can't get back out either.
We can't go back. Just hit it again. Melt through.
Didn't you hear what was through there?
She fried it.
Wait.
What?
There must be another way back into the mine.
Why must there?
Because if there isn't, we're fucked.
If there isn't, we can make one. Just not here.
There has to be another way back in. That plasma torch fried those cables behind us, but those cables of lights are still working.
We could track around the cavern's edges.
We were taking the long way round to the other elevator when we found that fissure. So a route through here should take us the same way.
Shall we start walking anyway?
Yeah, what the hell?
How you holding up, Ripley?
Never better.
You know what I used to dream of when I was a kid?
What?
Monsters. They fascinated me. I suppose they always have done, for kids. But I wanted to go into space, to places where they might just be found.
Found any yet?
It took a while. My first job was on Callisto.
Jupiter's moon?
Yeah. We were hauling ore from several miles down when a Chinese team broke through into a subsurface sea. There were crustaceans and shrimp, pilot fish and stuff, but no monsters. When I got engineering work in deep space, I hoped to come across something more exotic. But time passed. I came to believe that monsters were only monsters before they were found.
And now you know better.
Yeah. It's a weird kind of anticlimax.
Be careful what you wish for, right?
Yeah, that too.
Who? Ripley!
Yo.
Snedden heard something.
To the left, behind us.
Yeah, me and Cassian have heard it too.
Moving right.
I'm listening.
Hear it?
Yeah. Okay, keep tight, keep moving, and keep listening.
That.
I heard it.
Oh, God.
We're being stalked.
Yeah, I get that feeling too. We should definitely...
Fuck this. I'm gonna get the plasma torch.
No, wait.
Baxter, stop.
What?
You splashed molten rock everywhere.
My leg. God damn it. Oh, man, that smarts. What is it?
Lava, more or less.
I'm sorry, Hoop.
Ripley, knife.
Thanks. Hooper, hold still.
It's cooling. You need to flick it off before it bonds.
I know.
Ah!
Dressing?
Thanks.
You got to aim that thing, man.
Fucking hair trigger.
Okay, shut up. Where are they now?
Damn shadows dancing everywhere.
The light cable's swinging with the heat that thing gave off.
How many are there?
Shh!
Jeez, that one just ran past me.
Keep moving this way.
Which way?
Towards that ship.
Ripley, these things are slinking past us and doubling back again on either side. Why haven't they attacked yet?
Everything I've seen of them points to them being instinctive, habitual killers.
Well, they're working together.
Well, like a team?
Yep.
Damn it.
How's your leg?
Deep fried. But I'm trying like crazy to think what to do. If we run, will that trigger an attack?
I don't know.
Maybe we should have stayed on the Marion longer, spent more time preparing. We could have checked out both elevators. Perhaps if we'd taken the other one, we'd be on our way back to the surface already with a fuel cell.
What ifs won't get us anywhere. We have to reach that other elevator and soon.
I have a feeling these things don't want us to do that.
Or maybe... maybe we're doing just what they want.
What? Escaping?
We're not escaping.
He's right. We're being herded.
Herded? Why?
Any direction away from them is fine by me.
But what are we going towards?
Doc's right. Can't be nothing good up ahead.
We don't have a choice.
Oh my God!
Three of them, on our six, getting closer.
We gotta move.
So stopping isn't an option.
Neither is going back. I think we have to make a break for it, or get corralled up somewhere ugly.
Baxter, can you run?
I can try.
Can we hurry this up?
There's a lot of open ground to cover to get to the far wall.
We head for the ship, then.
The chance, overhead, look.
What?
We just passed under that cluster of stalactites. In a few seconds, they'll be directly over our escorts.
Charge thumper?
Yeah, take those down with an engine bolt, and you'll buy us a little time to reach the ship.
Ready.
On my mark. Everybody. The chance, do it.
Run!
Head up to the wing. It's a gentler slope.
Roger that.
God, did you see all that rock come down?
There's still plenty of them coming after us.
They're still driving us forward, Hooper.
I know that.
Don't stop.
Gotta get our bearings.
Where are we headed?
There, along the wing's leading edge, to the right, see?
The damaged area.
There may be cover. Failing that, we'll make a stand there.
There's a cable of lights running into that section.
Maybe there's a way inside.
That occurred to me.
I don't want to go in there. Can't we hide in the cave?
Not easy. Far too open.
Okay. I've been counting. We have three aliens herding us. Two behind, and one on the left. Cover that.
Can I take a shot with my thumper?
Knock yourself out. Nice shooting.
It's still on its feet.
My turn.
Well, please be careful with that acid.
Might as well find out if the damn gun works. Damn, out of range.
There's no aliens between us and the hole in the ship.
Do we really want to get trapped in there?
The aliens are blocking the other route.
We could charge them.
What?
All of us in one go. Charge at them. If they come at us, we all shoot. If they move aside, we move on.
To where?
A way out.
We don't know the way out.
It's better than doing what they want, isn't it?
I'm going where they aren't. If they're that way, I'm going this way.
Baxter, we have to stay together.
It's no good.
Why?
Because while we've been talking, the other two have circled behind us. We have no choice but to go into that ship.
Okay. We follow Baxter.
Sure. It's clear up here.
If we just had a spot that was easy to defend. If there's only three of them, we have a chance.
You'd still need a miracle.
You were right. We should have charged them, taken the fight to them.
I don't know. Whether they're hurting us or not, they're still hunters. Having their quarry turn and charge wouldn't faze them at all.
We have to run! They're getting closer!
I'm at the hole! It is an entrance! There are lights inside!
Come on!
Oh, man, this leg is slowing me up.
Just keep going. I'll cover you.
Don't waste ammo if they attack us. Just run.
Are you kidding? I need an engineer to fix the Narcissus.
And there I was thinking you cared.
Oh, I gave that up years ago. Mind the step?
Thanks. Now we get closer to the ship, I'm seeing a lot more detail. It must have been huge.
Whatever caused that damage must have been a death blow. There's more than one hole in the side.
Like something exploded inside the ship and blasted outward.
Even after so long, you can still see scorch marks.
They're getting closer.
Well, we just have to get into that hole.
What if they follow us?
We turn and give them everything we've got.
Nearly there.
Come on, guys.
They're nearly on us.
Come in, guys. There's lights.
Coming.
They backed off.
Oh, thank God.
Just as well. It was a crappy plan.
You're right. There's more of them out there. We'd have been overrun.
Okay. We seem to have a little time to figure out our next move.
Well, they wanted us in here. Maybe they'll leave us alone now.
Don't count your chickens.
Ever get the feeling you're being used?
Always.
Okay. We follow the lights that are still working, moving as fast as we can. Then as soon as we find another way out, we take it.
This isn't good.
I don't like this any more than you do, but there are too many of them out there. If we can outwit them instead of fight them, I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, something happened to the miners in here.
Yeah, but we have an advantage. We know some of what happened, and we know to be careful, so don't touch anything. And first chance we get, we fight our way out.
The lights lead this way.
This is weird.
Weird how?
The ship's construction.
All I see is a bunch of deck levels exposed by whatever blew these holes in the ship.
Like a cross-section, but melted. These decks must have been caught in some intense heat after the initial blast.
We need to move further in. We can't defend ourselves here.
Science Officer DSMO Marion, laboratory log. Interim observations on derelict vessel in large cavern on level 9 of the Kelland Trimonite Mine, LV-178. Recording ship interior for later evaluation.
The only evaluating I intend to do later involves a bottle of vodka.
This isn't so much like walking through a wrecked ship as being inside some huge corpse.
The miners came this way. That's good enough for me.
I feel the same way as Ripley. But why?
The stuff it's built out of. It's not consistent. It's lighter here, like it's thinner, and darker there where it thickens. And over there, look. It's almost black, as if blood's pooled below the surface, like a hematoma.
Yes, mottled. It is exactly like the muscle tissue of a corpse.
Great way to build a ship. Growing it.
What do you mean?
The ship wasn't built. It was grown.
No way. But, yes. Yeah, I think you're right.
However they built it, we shouldn't be doing this.
We can't go back out there.
They drove us in here.
Are we just going to do what they want?
How can they want anything? They're dumb animals. We're their prey.
None of us knows what they are.
Snedden?
I've never seen anything like them. Their apparent viciousness doesn't mean they can't act and think together. Back on prehistoric Earth, certain predators hunted together, and there are theories that posit advanced communication between them. But that's not...
Not what?
Oh. No. That's it. I don't think this is their ship. The aliens didn't build it. Well, not the aliens who just chased us here. Look. Look at these recesses and bumps on the walls. They could have some function, some technological purpose.
Like screens?
Yes, look. There are more of them up there, just before the archway. Maybe we're approaching some kind of control center.
Let's take a look.
Hoo-wee. What have we here?
Science Officer DSMO Marion Laboratory Log. Interim observations on derelict vessel. Narrow corridor from damaged area opens into what appears to be a galleried viewing area, ringed with a waist-high barrier, looking down over a deep pit. On the gallery stand several identical metallic units.
could be seats surrounded by control equipment.
If those are seats, those things would need some very pointy asses.
The pit is filled to a few feet below the gallery by a glassy fluid of some kind, its upper surface scattered with grit and dust. The ceilings and walls are smooth. There are at least 6 openings leading off from this area. Speculative, a command center of some kind.
Which way now?
Quiet. Let's get the hell out of here.
First, let's change this game. Kazianoff Baxter plasma torches.
And do what?
That opening we just came through, bring it down.
We have no idea what effect these plasma torches will have on these organic walls. We don't know what the ship's made of, whether or not it's flammable.
Yeah, maybe it's edible.
I'll use my charge thumper then. We run, or we do it, that's all.
Ripley, if you're gonna fire that at them, you may as well use a real charge.
We can't just fire these things at random.
Not at random. Them!
Fire in the hole!
That was a dud.
Time delay. Everybody down! Cast me off, Baxter! Melt that archway shut!
Woohoo! Barbecue time!
Whoa. This ship is organic for sure.
Okay, torches off.
So look at that. The whole thing is just melted.
There's no way they can come in here now.
Not by that route.
Hey.
Get a load of that.
In the doorway.
What the hell is that?
It's one of our friends. He charged us and got his head stuck as the archway cooled around him.
Don't go near it.
Oh, my God. Get away from it.
I'm okay. He's stuck fast. That is one nifty trick with the teeth, though.
Don't mess with it, LaChance. The extendable jaw's like a hydraulic ram.
Man, that's sick.
LaChance, get back. Let's see if this acid gun does any damage.
Just don't let any splash on you.
Roger that. Here goes. Looks like it works.
Its head is splitting open.
Oh, gross. Nearly got splattered, man.
Told you to get back.
So, Ralph's folly turns out to be a useful piece of gear.
Amen to that.
What now?
Now we decide which direction to take. Baxter, how's that ankle? You need another shot?
Hell, I can still beat you in a race, hop along.
He can lean on me again. We'll be okay.
Thanks, Doc. Come on, let's move.
He's afraid we'll leave him behind.
I know, so am I.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bodies, up ahead.
Okay, let's take a look.
What bodies?
Not on the floor, on the walls.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, oh wow. Ah, oh, this is ripe.
They're glued up here with that secretion. The nesting stuff the aliens extrude.
How long would you say they've been here, Doc?
From the decay, days, maybe a couple weeks or so.
Every one of them's had their chest ripped apart.
No eggs in here, though.
Eggs?
To die like this, these people would need to have had the same happen to them as all the others who incubated an embryo.
Well, they must have had an encounter with an egg.
And got a face hugger on them.
A face hugger?
Yeah, you get too close to an egg, one of these spidery things leaps out, fastens itself on your head.
I know what it is.
It deposits an embryo inside your stomach.
Yes, I know.
You can function okay for a while, but, you know, you might as well spend that time kissing your ass goodbye.
I know. That's what happened to Kane on the Nostromo. About a day after one of those things latched onto his face, it was coming out of his chest.
It happened aboard the Delilah and Samson.
Those things grow so fast.
It's what makes them so effective for such good survivors.
I have an acid for blood helps, too.
Shall we keep moving?
They drove us down here to be like those miners, to get trapped in that webbing. Watch the egg opening in front of us, feel those things clamping onto our faces.
It must happen real fast. I mean, can't you pull them off?
The thing grabs you with its legs or fingers, I don't know, then wraps its tail around your neck. You try to pull it off, the tail starts to strangle you. You try to cut it off, it bleeds acid.
Sheesh. But you don't suffocate?
No. At first, the victim blacks out. Maybe that's necessary to the process. But the thing seems able to intubate the host while inserting the embryo.
A host? Man, that's a chilling way to think of yourself.
It's what you become. Once you've woken up, all you can do is wait for the inevitable.
Ripley, you're such a comfort.
Who? Ripley! Come and look! We found the shipbuilders!
Copy that.
I was right. It wasn't those creatures out there that built this ship.
Wow. A waxworks?
No, these are statues. Or gods, maybe.
Gods made in the image of their creators.
Or vice versa.
They have some sort of ancient Egyptian thing going on.
Anubis, the jackal-headed god.
Except the bodies are more dog-like, and the heads are more... what?
Weird.
Do you think they were this tall in life? That one's a good 3 meters high.
If we come across any, we'll find out, I guess.
You okay, Ripley? Penny, for your thoughts?
My thoughts are that we'd be stupid to let our guard down. This is a big area, and those statues are casting deep shadows.
Ripley's right. An alien could be hiding behind any one of these. We can't have lost them that easily.
Well, let's keep going, then. Only stop in areas of the ship where we can make a stand.
Just let me get a recording of the room. Be quick. Science Officer DSMO Marion, laboratory log. Interim observations on derelict vessel. We have chanced upon a large chamber, not less than 40 yards by 20, filled with what look like statues of dog-like aliens. If anatomically analogous to the shipbuilders, their average height would be something over 12 feet in life. Party is now moving on in order to find a more secure location in which to plan our escape from this derelict vessel, the cavern and the mine itself.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Officer Ash reporting. I have patched into the landing party's headset communications. I hear everything they say. I'm convinced Ripley will serve my purpose. She is strong for a human. I look forward to conversations with her. I am a synthetic personality, but it has been so long. I feel what humans call loneliness. I hope this does not contradict my programming. I must watch and wait. Pass out.
Hey, I found something.
On our way.
It's a bunch of switches and stuff here.
Okay, but very like what we've seen in other chambers of the ship.
No, look.
Is that control panel light on?
It's dim, but it's lit.
Maybe the miners powered this up somehow.
The question would be, how?
Wire it to the generators, I guess.
Maybe we're looking at a piece of dog alien hardware that still has a little life in it.
Still active after 1,000 years?
That would be worth something to Weyland-Yutani, right?
They want something they can sell over and over at an inflated price, like medicine. Or weapons.
Like the aliens.
Yep. One of those would make a hell of a weapon.
If it could be programmed to take orders.
They'd figure a way.
Yeah. Maybe clone one. Mix in a little human DNA, make it biddable.
I don't want to think about it.
So, what do you think this switch does?
Baxter, don't touch it.
I did not mean to do that.
What the fuck was that? Did you just turn something on?
Or wake something up?
What the hell did you do, Baxter?
I hardly touched the switch, Doc. It just flipped.
Something's moving in this derelict. Something's loose on one of the lower decks.
We don't know that. It could be doors opening and closing.
This is bad.
Let's stay focused, Ripley. If we panic, we become victims.
I know, Hooper. I'm fighting it, but I have been in this situation once before, and I thought the nightmare was over.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Officer Ash reporting. I am monitoring the headset communications of the Marion's landing party, which includes my former Nostromo shipmate, Warrant Officer Ellen Ripley. They have been forced by aliens to take shelter inside a derelict vessel buried deep inside the mine workings on planet LV-178. The surviving crew members are approaching the heart of the alien creature's nest and the trap set for them. I am more confident than before of securing an alien embryo in a human host. Pass out.
How's the leg?
Better or worse. But whatever it is, it stopped hurting like hell. How's your ankle, Baxter?
Still busted up, but I'm doing better using the plasma torch for a crutch.
Don't break it. We need every weapon we have if those things attack again.
If?
I know.
They knew exactly what they were doing chasing us in here. We have yet to find whatever it is they were hurting us towards.
I'm losing my bearings.
We seem to be going downwards, deeper into this wreck.
Do we know if there's an exit on the other side that'll get us out of the cave and back into the mine?
There seems to be some kind of draft of air flowing this way. My idea was to follow it, assuming it's coming from an opening of some kind.
That sounds like a plan, Hoop.
It's darker here. I can't see LeChance and Sneddon.
LeChance, come in. Maybe his headset's crapped out.
The corridor must curve around. It helps to have line of sight. Yo, LeChance!
It's no good. This isn't working.
It would help if we could see.
Why are so many of these lights smashed?
At least we know the miners came this way. That's another good reason to believe there's another way out of this thing.
Hey, guys, you picking me up?
Loud and clear. LeChance, how'd you get it working?
No idea. The signal suddenly boosted like it got picked up by a network and relayed.
Maybe that's what I switched on back there.
Let's hope so.
Where are you?
A couple hundred feet ahead of you. Sneddon says you need to see this.
Okay, stay put. We're coming. What are we looking at, Science Officer Sneddon?
We have found our shipbuilders, Chief. Not just statues, actual mortal remains.
Dog people. Three of them. These two, they must have been adults, with this one, a child.
Cradling the child between them, protecting it.
What's also interesting is the mummification process that has taken place allows us to see what they wore and gives us an approximation of their hair.
So this silver metallic stuff would be clothing?
I'd say so. Also, look, the statues were anatomically correct. They do have four stocky legs and two shorter, thinner arms.
Is that jewelry? I'm guessing this might have been the female.
I wouldn't speculate as to gender yet. For all we know, they were hermaphrodite. The child could have been the result of parthenogenesis.
I'll just keep my mouth shut.
That'll be the day.
I can't make out any features on the heads. I mean, I can see they had snouts, but everything's mangled.
Maybe they were attacked by something with an extendable jaw. Like our friends outside with the teeth and the tails and the attitude.
I don't know.
So these parents died attempting to protect their child.
Looks that way.
Poor things.
That's not fair.
The universe ain't fair.
Oh. Wait a moment. Look at this.
Hey, is that a gun?
Don't pick it up.
Okay.
If it's a weapon of some kind, it could still carry a charge.
That indicates a pretty extreme situation arose here, and a hard choice was made.
They killed themselves.
One of them did. Killed their partner, child, then themselves. Rather that than be fodder for those things, I reckon.
I wonder what happened here. How did the aliens get on these people's ship? What took the ship down?
We need to keep moving.
Yeah, keep moving.
Come on, Baxter. Lean on me.
Let me, Doc.
No way. I got him. Let's go.
Hoop, I'm worried we're getting lost in here. I think we should go back the way we came.
If we go back, Sneddon, we'll run straight into those things.
If they're still looking for us.
That is a lot of ifs.
I just can't help thinking they've stopped following because we're doing exactly what they want.
Or because I squirted one of them as it was coming for us. Maybe they're holding back. More cautious, now that they know we can kill them.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know. Maybe not. What do you think, Ripley?
Let's just move on. Stay sharp.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That sounds like a big room.
My guess, ship's old.
If it is, where's the cargo?
Can't see one. Can't see a way out, either.
Have we come all this way to find a dead end?
We'll find an exit, Doc.
I can still feel a breeze of some kind.
Ripley's right. Head left.
Steps. We got steps going up.
But no lights. They end here.
Damn.
Flashlights on.
Okay, so we climb.
Are you kidding? This is a staircase built for those dog people. Each one is like a meter high.
Got a better idea?
Grab onto me, Baxter. Somebody push Baxter up.
Here.
We can push you up, Hooper.
I'm good.
Your leg's okay, then?
Yeah, it'll do. Ripley,
Right behind you.
Hey, LaChance. I give you odds on this leading to a way out.
You want to bet on our lives, Baxter?
It's just a little light release, Sneddon.
Save your breath and climb.
Yes, sir. Are we there yet?
We're there, bud. Grab on.
Last step. There you go.
Thank you.
Hey, look.
Whoa, should you touch that?
Well, either these stairs lead to a dead end, or this is a door. In which case, these projections from the wall might be controls to open it. Chief?
Try it. I don't want to climb back down there again.
Me either.
Okay.
Enter freely. You're welcome to stay the night.
Very funny.
I see lights.
The whole cable of minus lights in there.
Which means there must be a way out up ahead. I should have taken that bet, LaChance.
I'll go first. Ripley?
No. Let's all look. It's a birthing ground.
Oh, isn't it just the same as the one earlier? With the dead miners glued to the walls and that stuff?
Nah, that was a nursery, Baxter. This is like the maternity unit.
Eggs. Oh, look at those eggs. They're huge, man.
These aren't miners bound up on the walls.
Dog aliens.
Mostly adults.
How long have they been here?
Centuries.
Looks like a couple of children over here. I've got to record this.
So each one of those poor dog people gave birth to an alien?
Science officer DS.
Oh, look at their chests. All blown out.
With an egg each.
So they hang these people up, alive, with eggs placed in front of them. And then the egg opens, a facehugger jumps out, grabs on, does its business, falls off the victim, then...
It's a bad way to die, man. Giving birth to a monster.
LaChance, don't get too close.
These eggs are ancient, and they're all open.
They look fossilized.
Hoop, don't kick it.
Just crumbles to dust. This is ancient history. Whatever happened here was between those dog aliens and the monsters that still infest the ship.
Long before Earth discovered technology, while our ancestors farmed the land and looked at the stars with superstition and fear, these things existed.
They're the ultimate survivors. Perfect hunting and killing organisms.
And it's them or us.
Well, I know who I want to win.
Amen to that.
We'll get through.
This way?
Yeah, let's go.
I'll take point.
Thanks, LaChance.
Oh, it's getting damp here.
Damp and sticky.
Whoa, slippery up ahead, folks.
Oh, something smells.
It ain't me, Doc.
What would you call it?
Smells warm, I don't know. Old clothes, something.
Something alive.
The ship?
I think if this ship was ever alive in any form, that was long ago. This is more recent. This is them.
Everybody, go careful. Stay sharp.
We shouldn't be going this way. This is bad. This is wrong.
It's all wrong, mon frère. But this leads up toward the top of the ship again, and that's good enough for me.
Something's been bugging me. What happened to the things they hatched back there?
What do you mean, Sneddon?
Where are they? The things that hatched from the dog aliens?
That was a long time ago. We don't know how long they live.
The ones in the Samson waited for weeks. Maybe they can hibernate for years, or longer.
So there could be a lot more down here than just those hatched from the miners.
It doesn't change anything. We're here now. We go forward, up, and out.
Works for me.
That smell's getting stronger.
Something up ahead. Oh.
Oh. Be very careful. These aren't fossils.
These are viable eggs.
And unopened.
You might want to prime that acid gun, Hoop.
Yeah.
How many places like this do you think there are on this wreck?
I don't want to know.
It's an obstacle course. Can we even get through here without triggering one of those facehugger things?
We have to try.
I have to record this.
Don't get too close.
Science officer DSMO Marion, laboratory log. interim observations on derelict vessel. We are now in a live egg chamber.
Ripley, the cable of light's running through here. Neat job. Not done in a hurry.
So?
Miners had time to put those lights up properly, without panicking.
Which is telling you...
that these eggs haven't been here long.
So whatever laid them is still around?
Yeah. And again, some of the lights are smashed. Why would that be?
If you like conspiracy theories, to make it darker in here. Easier for one of us to trigger one of the eggs.
Or whatever it is that came through here and laid these is tall enough to smash lights 12 feet above floor level.
Or both.
You hear that?
We hear it.
We ought to go back.
We can't. Baxter will never make it.
Hey, I'm okay.
We go on.
Something just moved in that egg there. I saw it twitch.
Trick of the light. Let's go.
Everyone, just move steadily along by the wall to the far entrance.
Just getting some shots for the record.
Can you do it without the flash? We need to preserve our low-light vision.
Nearly done.
Snedden, the egg behind you. It's sweating.
It's opening.
Oh, that's not good.
Which egg?
Don't get too close.
For God's sake, move!
Chance, put the thumper down.
You'll take her head off.
But it's strangling her.
I have to get her back.
Careful. There are eggs all around.
If I'm fast, I can do it.
Oh, shit. Look at those things.
Cooper, they're opening.
I'm going to carry her back.
Don't get too close to any of them.
How do we get this thing off her?
We have to wait till it drops off and dies.
And leaves a monster growing inside her?
She will just die all the sooner any other way.
Right. I'm disinfecting this place.
Catch it off! Stop!
I haven't finished!
Just stop, goddammit! You're suffocating us!
We have to get Snedden out of here!
Let's drag her! You and me, Ripley!
Okay!
Ripley, on your six! Egg opening!
I got it!
Thank you!
Oh! My arm!
What?
Kasianov got hit with something when you splashed that thing!
I don't think it's acid! It's wiping off!
Careful, don't spread it!
Help me get the sleeve off her flight suit. There's some on the skin.
It burns.
Water bottle.
Here.
Thank you.
She needs medical attention.
That's a little tricky right now.
It's a bad burn.
Dressings in my bag.
On it. Try this.
Thank you.
Here, give me a hypo shot of this. Just twist it and push. Here.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good.
Can you walk, Doc?
Yeah. Yeah, I can walk.
Okay, Ripley and LeChance, drag Snedden out the other side of this room. Baxter, you help the doctor. I'm going to finish off the remaining eggs with the acid gun. Ripley, what?
No.
No?
They're here.
They followed us.
Of course they followed us.
Shit.
Why are they just waiting there?
Because Hooper has the acid gun aimed at their unborn children.
How many can you see?
Two in the doorway. Maybe another beyond?
Ripley, the acid gun won't reach that far.
But my charge thumper will.
Do it.
Nice shot!
The bolt jammed in its leg. That'll only slow it.
It's not a bolt. It's an explosive round.
What?
Everybody down!
The others are coming!
Baxter, plasma torch!
All of you! I'll hold him!
No way. We're staying till it's done.
Look out! Acid!
Where did it hit you?
Shoulder! Damn it! Oh.
Ripley, I have medication, but I can't see.
You got acid in your eyes, Doc?
No, the fumes. My belt, hip pocket, red hypos for pain.
Got him. Here. One for Hooper.
Thanks.
And one for you, Doc.
We gotta get out of here.
They stop coming.
For now.
They'll be back. Head for the far door.
Yo, I got Sned.
Baxter, lean on me. You'll be my eyes, I'll be your support.
Come on, Hoop.
Yeah, this fire should hold them off for a little while. How we all doing? How's Snedden?
Face hugger's still wrapped around her head. She's breathing, though.
You can't carry her for the rest of this trip, LeChance.
She's light. It's okay for now.
How are your eyes, Doctor?
Still watering, but I can see my way.
Baxter?
I'm okay.
Okay. Weapons. We've lost Sneddon's acid gun. My acid gun's got about half a tank.
My charge thumper's got plenty of bolt rounds. Only one explosive round left in this magazine. One spare.
I got plenty of bolts.
My plasma torch is at 50%. Just over.
Mine too.
Oh, shit. My flashlight just died. One down.
Hope, we can't get far like this.
We have to.
And he's right. Ain't no miracles gonna happen. We gotta suck it up and slug it out.
Okay. One foot in front of the other. What are you smiling at, Ripley?
Just remembering that once we get out of this hole and off this ball of rock, there's ash to deal with.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yep, sure.
Come on, folks. Saddle up and move out.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Officer Ash reporting. As I hoped for, one of the members of the landing party has been impregnated with an alien embryo and is not being abandoned. There is a last test for them. If they survive it, my mission to carry out Special Order 937 will still be on track. Ash out.
The air feels fresher here.
Maybe we're close to a way out.
Hope so. This is uphill work.
Want to rest a moment, LaChance? You can put Sneddon down.
Yeah, let's keep going.
There it is again.
It's closer.
That's nearby.
Shit.
Doesn't sound like anything we've encountered so far.
That sounds big.
Was it ahead or above?
Flashlights on, folks. Point them up at the tunnel ceiling between us.
Wow.
Oh, we got a shaft overhead.
Weapons.
Wait. If we shoot at whatever it is up there, we are just going to be standing under it when a whole load of acid and whatnot come raining back down.
Make up your mind.
Whatever it is, it's on its way down.
Ripley, Kazianoff, LaChance, you have to get on the far side of the shaft with us. Move it.
I looked up. From what I could see, it's really big.
We can't race it out of here.
Okay, get further up the tunnel. I'll fire a timed charge at it and hope it doesn't drop back on my head.
Roger that. Everybody run.
Charge primed. Five. Four.
Ripley, move!
Three. Two. One.
Shooting.
Did you kill it?
Shit! No way! I'm going to give it a couple of bolts!
Do it, man!
Just a little closer in your mind. Well, it's an alien. But tall. Heavy torso. Longer, thicker head with kind of collar at the back.
It's dead?
Took a piece out of his body. Lots of guts and acid coming out.
Thank God.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, Christ! Weapon!
Stop stopping!
Oh, my God! Aim for the head!
Holy shit! It's huge. Hey, can I get a selfie?
Wait, just a minute.
Why?
It might not be dead.
Looks dead to me. Half its head's blown off.
What the hell is that? There at its ass end.
Oh, that's gross. What are all the beach ball things spilling out?
They're eggs. Hundreds of eggs. I think we killed a queen.
We nailed a queen?
I want a closer look.
Ripley, be careful. Acid.
I think she was young.
How many queens can there be in a nest? We need to go. Get the hell out of this pit.
Doc, can you walk?
Yeah, my eyes are improving too.
Guys, beyond what looks like the final chamber, I swear I can see light up ahead. Like the lights in the cave outside of the ship.
Okay, weapons?
On my last magazine of explosive charges. 5 shots left.
I'm almost out of bolts.
My plasma torch is almost full.
Okay, when we reach the exit, we're vulnerable. We have to find our way to whatever entrance lies on the far side of the cave. Everybody stay sharp. How are you doing carrying Snedden, LeChance?
I won't lie to you. Oh, I'm getting tired, Hoop.
Okay. We get through the next chamber as fast as we can. Once we're at the exit, we choose a way across and go. LeChance, shout if you need help.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.